Hallelujah. Come to tell you about a group of praying people this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe in prayer?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many believe that God answered prayer? How many heard of miracles and deliverance and healings that came forth because somebody took the time to pray?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you are the type of person that don't believe in prayer this morning, I want to make a believer out of you today. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to start at verse 5. Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. Amen. And verse 5 saying, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you have need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some people think that this particular passage, verse 9 through 13, is the prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. But really, this is instructions on how to pray. When you pray, you need to know that your Father in heaven is holy, that you're not just coming to anything and anybody and a pagan God, amen, that you're coming to the God that made the heaven and the earth, the God that can answer your prayer. So when you go to him, you got to know that he is holy and that his name is holy. Hallowed be thy name, amen. Even the mention of his name is holy. Say, your kingdom come and your will be done. In other words, whatever your desire is and your will is in my life, may that be done. A lot of times our prayer are not being answered because we're not asking God to have his way. We're telling God what we want him to do. Amen?
Amen.
But you see here it say, your kingdom come and your will be done. Sometimes we try to set up our kingdom and instead of setting up, letting God's kingdom come. Amen? Hallelujah. Sometimes we're asking God for much and much and much. But verse 11 says, give us today our daily bread. Just enough for today, because we know that our Bible tells us that tomorrow should take care of itself. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God got you today, you know he's a big enough God to have you tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So just give us what we need this day and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. See, we can't want God to forgive us if we don't forgive other people. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to have a clean heart. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. When people do you wrong, you have to learn how to forgive them if you want God in heaven to forgive us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And lead us not into no temptation. Now people say that we've been tempted. But the Bible says that he will not allow us to be tempted above anything, that he will not cause us to have a way of escape. While we fall into temptation because we don't ask the Lord to deliver us from temptation, we stay right there in the temptation.
Amen.
Let me see what's going to happen. No, you don't have to stand around and see what's going to happen. That's when you fall. Get out the way. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Deliver us from all evil. So that's the type of prayer we should be doing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A lot of people, most of us grow up hearing this, what we call the Lord's Prayer. Amen.
Amen.
But this is the Lord model for prayer. This is how he want us to pray. Coming before him as a holy God. Coming before him accent to that we have the type of heart to forgive other people. Amen. And that his will be done in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And still most of us grew up learning this, what we call the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. But we don't follow the pattern. I'm not saying that everybody don't, but a good group of people don't. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we go to God like he's not holy. God this and God that. We don't sit down. We don't take the time to reverence God and just to be still in his presence sometimes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God, the Bible say that God know what we have need of before we even ask. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So my message to you this morning is prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer. Prayer is an earnest request to God. An earnest request to God. That's all it is. Nothing magical. Nothing mythological. Just an earnest request to God. How many know that God answers prayers?
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Remember not long ago the slogan, much prayer, much power, no prayer, no power. And that is the truth. No prayer, no power. When you have a prayer life, you have power. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. How many know that prayer changes things?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know that prayer changes people?
Amen.
Prayer don't only change things, but it changes things and people.
Amen.
We are a changed people because of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And prayer also keeps us in touch with God. Some people say, oh, I can't hear from God. Are you praying? Because if you have a prayer life, you're going to hear from God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you, and how many know that prayer also keep the angels busy?
Amen.
The angels stand around idle because of you're not praying. Amen.
Amen.
All of us have angels assigned to our life.
That's right.
But the angels can't move when we're not praying. They're just sitting around, standing around, looking for something to do. But once you get to praying, God have to dispatch and release his angels to go on your behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know that if God is for you, nobody could be against you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God is for you, the devil and his hosts of hell can't do you nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is for you when you have a prayer life. It's one of the ways. Amen. Because he hear you talk to him and he's going to talk back to you. Hallelujah. When I begin to think about prayer and how it makes a great impact on the lives of people and the lives of not just people but cities and nations. Amen. Hallelujah. How prayer should make a effect on the kingdom of God. I begin to think about the people in the Bible and how they prayed and how God gave them the answer. But God said that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen?
Amen.
If God answered them, he'll answer you on the back row.
Right.
He'll answer you on the front row. Amen?
Amen.
He'll answer you in the middle. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. God just wants you to talk to him. Hallelujah. There's just so many people in the Bible that I thought about. I thought about Jonah and Nehemiah and Joshua and Jabez and the old lady in the book of Luke 18 and Peter and the apostles in the book of Acts and just so many different things. Amen. Even Elijah. Glory to God. When you read your Bible, you will see the damage that prayer does. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of you here today know that prayer do damage? Amen. You may not understand what I'm talking about, but when the enemy is after you and on your back, and when you lay prostrate before the Lord, when you kneel on your knees to the Lord, when you stand up in the presence of the Lord and you begin to pray, you're doing damage to the kingdom of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we sit around worrying when we should be praying. You see, a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. But when you are a person of prayer, you have the power that God has afforded to you as a child of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many in here really understand what I'm saying today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because I need to know that we're on the same page. And if we're not on the same page, I need you to get on the same page. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember Jonah, when God told him to go to Nineveh and to prophesy against the city of Nineveh, and Jonah said no in disobedience, and God thrown him into the belly of a whale. Amen? Hallelujah. But my Bible tell me in the second chapter of Jonah, that as Jonah began to pray, and as he began to repent and call out to the name that's above all names, that whale had to spit Jonah back out, because Jonah began to call on the name of Jesus. You see, sometimes the enemy may make you think that I messed up and I can't go to God, so I'm going to stay in this same condition. But the devil is a lie. That's why God sent his son Jesus, so that you can be redeemed through the blood of Jesus. You see, we saw in Matthew chapter 6 that if you ask God to forgive you of your sins, he will forgive you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jonah asked the Lord God to forgive him. And that whale had to spit Jonah back out. Amen? Jonah, we would have never heard of Jonah coming back up out of the belly of the whale if he did not pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prayer is a powerful tool in the hand of a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean prayer. I don't mean no pity patty, riddle rattle. I'm talking about prayer. Something that's going to move God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't feel like too many people are with me this morning. I don't know why, but hallelujah. Prayer is a powerful thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I thought about Nehemiah this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Nehemiah, and if you ever read the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was the cupbearer to King Artaxerxes, something like that. Nehemiah heard about, you know, the Jews were taken out of their country. And they went to exile to Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. And their country began to get ruined. But Nehemiah's brothers came back and told him some things that was going on. And Nehemiah went to the king. He was his cupbearer. So he began to serve the king, take his cup of wine to him. And the king told Nehemiah, he said, Nehemiah, you're not sick. I don't perceive that you're sick in your body, but the countenance of your face don't look too good. Nehemiah went and told him, he said, how could my face look good when the city of my fathers is laying in ruins? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But see, before Nehemiah went to the king, he prayed. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Prayer changes people. And prayer changes things. And the king said, what could I do for you, Nehemiah? But see, if Nehemiah didn't pray, the king probably wouldn't have heard his request. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the king heard Nehemiah's request. And he gave him papers. He signed papers to say that it's all right to leave. And Nehemiah went back and started repairing the walls of the city of his brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But see, that may not move you today. Because sometimes we're so busy doing our own thing that we're not worried about the walls of the city. Amen?
Amen.
But Nehemiah was moved about the walls of the city where he came from.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's just like in our own neighborhood. Long as everything right and tight with us, that's fine.
Amen.
But that thing bothered Nehemiah. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he began to petition the Lord. Lord, if you release me to make a way, maybe I'll make a difference in my hometown. Amen?
Amen.
And I believe God began to see the sincerity of Nehemiah's heart. And he released Nehemiah. Amen?
Amen.
You see, difference. Just one person. Sometimes you may be saying, well, I'm not a minister. I'm not this. I'm not part of the clergy. Glory to God. But you are something special to God. Hallelujah. God is waiting to hear your prayer. Glory to God. You may be riding by in your neighborhood saying, well, oh, this is all messed up. But what you going to do about it?
Amen.
Are you praying and asking God to use you?
Amen.
To make a difference in where you came from?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I say that prayer changes things.
Amen.
And prayer changes people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm just reminded of Jabez. Jabez was a little unknown nobody.
Amen.
Wasn't even the favorite in his family.
Amen.
But Jabez, you never hear of him in the Bible, but only one time in the book of Chronicles. When Jabez just asked the Lord, if you would enlarge my territory. Hallelujah. One simple prayer. And what God did, enlarge his territory. They don't have the book of Jabez in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Jabez wasn't a prophet. Jabez wasn't an apostle. Amen?
Amen.
Just one little boy. One little young man.
Amen.
That wasn't even the favorite in his family.
Amen.
But he prayed one powerful prayer. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Like the book of Matthew say, don't be like, what he called them, the pagans. The hypocrites standing there with your arms up on the street corner making loud noise. Hallelujah. Making loud noise in the synagogue, in the church. But the heart is not lined up to the lips. Amen. God looking for a sincere prayer. Sincere prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Daniel right now. Daniel prayed. And Daniel didn't think that he got a breakthrough. But like I told you earlier, if you don't pray, the angels can't come.
Amen.
But then you pray, so the angels have to be released.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then sometimes you may be saying, well, I'm not getting a breakthrough. I've been praying and I've been praying and I've been praying. But I come to tell you today, your breakthrough is here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This is the hour of your answered prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. If God answered Daniel, he answered you. And you see, church, that's why God inspired the holy men of old to read the Bible.
Amen.
I mean, to write the Bible.
Amen.
So that it could be an encouragement to you. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. You see, after you read Daniel, that should be an encouragement to you. I know that God has answered my prayer.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. But I know that the host of hell is trying to hold it up. But on the second hand, I know that God is going to release his angel
Amen.
To come and encourage me. Amen. The Bible says, oh Daniel, the moment that you prayed, thy prayer was answered.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the prince of Persia did everything he could to hold it up. But how many know that God is bigger than that? Hallelujah. God is bigger than any prince on assignment. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And what did the angel tell Daniel? He said that the archangel Michael is contending with that demonic spirit.
Yes.
But God has released me
yes.
to give you encouragement.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So church today, I just want you to be encouraged.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, who can stand
yes.
before the Lord?
Yes.
Those that have a pure heart and clean hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Psalms 24. So if you have a pure heart and clean hands, when you stand before the Lord, know that your prayer is heard.
Yeah.
Know that if your heart is not clean and your hands are not pure, your prayer is just suspended in midair somewhere.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, God loves when his people pray.
Yeah.
Because he promises us so many things. Amen?
Amen?
And the way we get those things, in one manner in which we get those things, is when we begin to talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Now the old saint said it's something like this. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your problems. Hallelujah. He would understand. Amen?
Yes.
He will answer by and by.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I don't know, church, so many times that I don't know. Maybe we think that we're serving a kind of God, have it your way kind of God. That, you know, like when we go to Burger King and McDonald's, that we can put in a fast order and we get a fast prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. But I come to let you know today that sometimes some prayer takes time to come forward. Some prayer is just a whisper away. Amen? Hallelujah. But all in all, God does answer prayer. Glory to God. Ask me how I knew. Because he answers so many prayers of mine. Amen? Hallelujah. And I'm still waiting on the promise of God of other prayers. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the midst of it all, I don't give up on Jesus. Because I know that he is a prayer answering God. I know that his time is not my time. And his ways are not my ways. But one thing I know about it, when he said, call on me and I will answer thee. And show thee great and mighty things of which you knew not. In Jeremiah 33:3, he said, when you call on me, I will answer thee. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just reminded about a couple of months ago, not even 3 months ago, I prayed earnestly to the Lord and I said, God, you got to help me in this thing. If you don't help me, then I know help is not mine. And not only did I pray it, I attached the seed to my prayer. I said, God, this is how much I need. And God, this is an emergency. This is not something I just want. This is a need. So I said, well, God, I'm a tithe on this amount. Whatever the tithe is of this that I need, I'm going to sow it. Not that I just had it in abundance, but I know I needed this situation rectified. And I got one person to tell me no. Oh, we can't help you do this. Okay? Now, you know, and I just say, okay, well, I'm going to just leave that alone. Because I know I prayed and I know I believe God. And if I have to fight to the bitter end, I'll fight. But right now, I'm just going to rest this case. I got some other things that I need to work on. And yesterday in all my busyness, I was about to clear off my dresser, about to throw away all kind of junk mail. And something told me, don't throw that away, open it up. When I opened it up, it was the check that I prayed and believed God for. Amen. And that thing been sitting on my dresser about 3 weeks. Amen. And I didn't even realize it. I thought it was junk mail. Amen. But I opened it up and received my answer yesterday. I've been received it. But I just acknowledged it yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was just thinking Friday and probably Thursday up until yesterday morning. I said, the devil is a lie. God, I prayed, I believe you would answer me. And I guess God said, honey girl, get out my face. Go look on that dresser. Because I'd answered you 3 weeks ago. You just didn't take the time to look. See, sometimes God answer us. That's right. And we don't take the time. You know how they say, take the time to stop to smell the roses? Amen. Glory to God. God answer us. Yes, he does. But sometimes we get so busy and so caught up. Right. We can't see the manifestation of what God has answered. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it ain't no secret. It was my check from the roof. Glory to God. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, God, hurricane season almost back again. So what I supposed to do? Want to be one of these people on the news? I say, not so, Lord. I got too much work to do. I can't go through that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But God just had me yesterday say, clear that dresser off. Mm-hmm. Cleared it off. Open it up. Just get ready to tear it up. God say, open it up. Open it up. There go my roof money. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God answer prayer. God answer prayer. See, never give up on God, because the devil always try to set ambush on you. Let me tell you, the insurance company had wrote me and told me no, they weren't going to do it. Sent me two thick letters saying why. Two separate envelopes. So that's why I just say, well, later. But then open up the letter from the mortgage company, here's the check. But see, that was the devil trying to get me to give up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what come in the letter, but it's how we read the letter. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just put those letters to the side from the insurance company. I say, God, I already believe you. I believe you're going to give me favor with them. In spite of them telling me how old my roof is. I say, I am a king's child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And sometimes, you know, when you don't get an answer right then and there, you want to give up. But I come to encourage you. In the book of Luke chapter 18, there was this old lady. And the people of her city kept tormenting her. And she kept going to the wicked judge. Can you help me out? My Bible tells me that he was mean and he didn't like people and he did not fear God. But this old lady kept going back to the judge. You need to do something for me. Luke chapter 18. You need to do something for me. You need to do something for me. And finally he said, I'm tired of her. Let me take care of her avengers. Those people that's wreaking havoc in her life. Let me take care of them for her. Not that he was a good judge, because the Bible says he was a wicked judge. And it says he didn't even like fear God. But the parable goes on to say, if the wicked judge could take care of your enemies, what do you think about the just judge?
Amen.
Our Father in heaven.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. See, you can't keep giving up and keep giving in. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to stay in the presence of God.
Amen.
And then, you know, God has his reason for not answering us speedily sometimes.
Amen.
Sometimes he's building our character.
Yes.
Sometimes he's building up our faith.
Yes.
To see if we're going to stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
Through it all. Amen.
Amen.
Because some people just get what they want and they keep going.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling the truth about it.
All right.
Hallelujah. God blessed me once and woo! I ain't got to go back to the prayer meeting. I already got that. Amen. Hallelujah. But God will keep you coming to the prayer meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. And by the time he answers you, you'll be a real prayer warrior. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You'll be a real prayer warrior by that time. Glory to God. And nobody got to beg you, call you, remind you, ask you, pick you up to come. Now you really want to come. Because you know what prayer could do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know why God has to answer some people speedily? Because of their faith. They don't have faith. So God has to answer them to encourage their faith. But once you get to a certain level in Christ, all your answers ain't coming right away. Because you're no longer a babe in Christ. And you should be able to stand and endure some things. Jesus said, in this world you will have trials and tribulations. But we got to learn how to count it all
joy.
Hallelujah. God, I have a hard time over here, but I praise your name anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Lord, you're still God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I may not have the answer, but God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I worship you still. Hallelujah. You see, some people, they don't grow up in the things of God. You know how you have a newborn baby and then they become a toddler? Amen. Then they become what that age? Adolescent, preteen, then a young adult, then a senior citizen, middle-aged senior citizen. Amen. See, some people, they just still, you know, Jesus says some people won't believe unless they see signs and wonders.
Amen.
God got to keep doing miracles in their face all day long. Every time you go to church, somebody got to be prophesied to. They don't believe God is God just giving them a message. Amen. Glory to God. God. The word ain't good enough. Amen. They got to see somebody rolling out in order to believe that God was there. And God is giving you the word to build you up and to strengthen you. You know, one thing about it, Jesus said, all of these things will pass away. He said, prophecy will pass away. But only one thing that's going to remain is his word. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot of my word. Amen. So I want to encourage you today to grow up in God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. Even if you can't see it in the natural, know that your prayer has been heard in the spirit realm. Glory to God. And whatever, and just like Matthew 6 says, thy will be done and thy kingdom come. Even if it's done in the spirit, it got to manifest in the natural. Because his kingdom got to meet earth. Amen. Earth got to meet his kingdom. Glory to God. I don't know if y'all got that revelation. Amen. The two got to coincide. Because that's his word. Hallelujah. And in the book of Acts, you know that the very first chapter, Jesus, before Jesus ascended back to the Father, he told his disciples to go and tarry in Jerusalem and wait until the Holy Ghost come upon them. And at that time, they should receive what? Power. Amen. Hallelujah. And after they received power, they weren't just sitting there in the room, just waiting there for nothing. The Bible said they was in prayer. And after they began to pray, what came? What happened? The power came. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes we come in the atmosphere and we looking around and trying to see who we could see and who came and who didn't come and who have on what and who face looked like that. Well, you should be the one beginning to pray. Lord, saturate this place, oh God. Lord, do something in here today. Save somebody, Lord. Sanctify somebody. Oh God, heal somebody, Lord. Let your healing be flowing, Lord. From pew to pew, person to person. Oh God, those that are in poverty, Lord, I speak prosperity. Glory to God. And you saying that nothing happened. Oh, it was all right. You know why it was all right? Because you didn't pray about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to start praying, church. Amen. This is the time out for sleeping giants in the church. Amen. This is the hour where we should prepare ourselves to the next level and begin to pray. Amen. Without a prayer meeting. But when you come to the prayer meeting, you have something to deposit in somebody else's life. Glory to God. Glory to God. And if you look at the book of Acts in chapter 12, and after Peter, you know, on last week I believe we did chapter 10. And then I just went on to 11 and 12. And it say that after Peter, in chapter 10, Peter went to Cornelius' house because Cornelius was praying, asking God to answer his prayer. And at that time, God put it in Peter to go to Cornelius, amen? And after Peter went there and told him everything he knew of the Lord, by the time they got to verse 12, hallelujah, the king, I believe it was King Herod, that did not want King Herod, Peter to go around preaching this gospel. So he summons his people to take Peter and put Peter in jail. But you'll find out in verse 5, say, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Even though Herod took Peter and put him in jail, verse 5 says the church was earnestly praying for Peter. And they say the church say, Lord, child, he'll be all right. Oh, I forgot about that because I had to go down to the store. But the Bible say the church was earnestly praying for Peter. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 12 say, when this had dawned, you see the angel of the Lord, because the church was praying for Peter. Amen?
Amen.
Didn't I tell you that when you pray, God has to commission his angels?
Amen.
Amen? So in verse 12 it say, because the church prayed, God had to commission his angels. When this had drawn on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John. I'm jumping the gun. Because the church prayed, the angel of the Lord had to go into the prison, lift Peter up, told him to gird himself. These are the type of clothes the apostles used to wear back then. He had to gird himself up with his clothes, put on his sandals. And the Bible says the angel of the Lord escorted Peter out of the jail. Come on, church. We're talking about power. Holy Ghost power. Because the church is praying. Glory to God. You see, sometimes we go and we get all kind of lawyers and this, that, and the other. All kind of doctors and whatever. Because the church wasn't praying. But if the church was praying, maybe we don't have to pay money for an attorney. Because the angel of the Lord will open up the prison door.
Amen.
Glory to God. Tell me God can't do it today.
Amen.
Glory to God. While we have sick loved ones, friends and families that's sick, we're running them to the doctor. Before the church say, come together, let's pray.
Amen.
Glory to God. Some can't go on to the doctor, but while he or she is at the doctor, we're praying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm talking about a church that's praying.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a church that's building their own kingdom, but building God's kingdom.
Yeah.
That signs and wonders shall follow them.
Yeah.
Because they are praying.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I want to convince you to increase your prayer life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And at that time, the angel of the Lord came to Peter. Verse 12 said, when this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, because why say it when it dawned on him? Because he thought that he was still in a vision. But this was for real. Amen.
Amen.
When it dawned on him that God had emphatically released him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were doing what?
Praying.
Praying. Amen.
Praying.
Hallelujah. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it. And exclaimed, Peter is at the door. Hallelujah. It's like she couldn't believe that God had answered their prayer. To the point where she didn't even answer. Open up the door. She just looked and said, that's Peter. Went back to the crowd. But Peter's still there knocking at the door. Girl, come on, open up the door. Let me in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the Bible says that they were all gathered together and praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the crowd told her, I said, you're out of your mind. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, it must be his angel. You see, look at here. Sometimes we praying and God do that for us and we still ain't believing it. That must be an angel. Must be an angel. No, this time it's not the angel. This time it's the answer to your prayer. Glory to God. The angel done came and gone and delivered the answer. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to show you what prayer could do. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God do answer. But sometimes you got to stop and slow down and hear what God is saying. My Bible tell me that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Sometimes people tell you, oh, you're praying too much, but sometimes you got to get up and do this and do that. Not if you're waiting on the answer from God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I used to have a Jamaican, handyman. And he would, you know, come to my house and do little repairs for me. And then he'd tell me, I guess he thought my progress wasn't up to where he thought it should be. So several times he told me, he said, yeah, Karen, mind me know you. Me know you a minister and everything. Me know you read your Bible. But you got to do a little something. A little something else. I said, what you talking about? I know what he meant. Sometimes you got to do a little something, you know, on the side. To increase your luck, man. I said, man, me no fool with luck, you know. Me fool with the blessings of Jesus. No luck, man. Because see, I'm praying and I believe God gonna answer me. Amen. I don't have to worry about a little something on the side.
Amen.
The old bay man.
Amen.
The root man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever else you want to call it.
Amen.
When I pray, I believe God will answer.
Amen.
Glory to God. It may look like it's slow to you. But God is never too fast. And he's never too slow. He's an on-time God. You got to understand, about 2 weeks ago, we talked about the different positions in football. We talked about the coach in the press box. See, the coach in the press box, when he sit up there, he can see everything. See, the coach on the field can only see what's on the field. But God the Father and God the Son sits up in the press box. And they can see everything. Glory to God. And that's why sometimes he say, wait. Stop. No, yes, yield, go. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, so I'm going to continue to stay on my knees. I'm going to continue to seek God's face. Glory to God, because whatever God call you to, he'll bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah. Only help I need is what come from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. I don't need no side portions. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever God want me to do, he'll reveal that to me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And by whatever means necessary. Amen.
Amen.
If he has to tell it to me through another person, it'll bear witness with my spirit.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. That didn't bear witness with my spirit by carrying mine. You got to do a little something.
Amen.
No, baby. Guess what? Karen's still here. And I thank you on it, on crack.
Amen.
Your little something that kept you up. But my little prayer kept me up.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So, church, just try Jesus.
Amen.
He's all right. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't doubt him. Whatever he said, he will surely bring it to pass.
Amen.
Glory to God. And see, again, I just want to leave you with this. The devil will come in. He will try to bring all kind of attacks to you. He'll try to accuse you of this and accuse you of that and tell you you're not qualified for this and you're not qualified for that and your time for this is over and this, that, and the other. But you got to know when an attack is from the devil and how to bind him up and give him his walking papers and send him back to where he came from. Amen. You got to know that. You got to tell him to loose him. That he don't have control over you. When you get those attacks in your mind, you better get on your knees and seek God. He'll answer you. Amen. He's not going to call you his child and leave you wandering in the wilderness. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just want to share this with you. On last month, I had an attack from the enemy, but at that time, I didn't realize it as an attack from the enemy. But God won't let you go through nothing for too long without telling you what it's about. No, the devil telling me, oh, you need to stop. You need to do this, and you don't need to do that, and just go on and do something with your personal life, and worry about the ministry later. Look around and see who could take over. Yeah, I'm telling the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the Lord came to me and spoke to me. Amen. And I wasn't even telling nobody about these attacks from the enemy. Amen. The Lord just had a woman to send me an email telling me be strong and courageous. Not knowing what I was going through, the attacks I was suffering. Amen. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that's in it, that you will be prosperous and successful. So I'm like, Lord, is it me or is it somebody else? Maybe you just appointed me for this couple of years. Maybe it's time for somebody else. But God said, no, you. I appointed you. And I called you to lead these people. But the devil was trying to mess with me. But because I stay in prayer, God had to answer me.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. On last week, the Lord had to let me get an international call. And the person said, Apostle, I don't know, but you were on my mind and my heart all last night.
Hallelujah.
I started to call you last night, but I thought it was too late.
Hallelujah.
The man of God gave me some scripture, the same scripture. Not the same book, but meaning the same thing. He said, God said he has called you for such a time as this. God has called you to lead these people. And you got to be strong and in the power of his might. God said whatever he bring you to, he will bring you through.
Amen.
This is the hour that God is calling you to go higher.
Amen.
And take his people to another level.
Amen.
And all I can do is just say, God, I thank you.
Thank
you. God, I thank you.
Thank you.
Then I begin to rise up and say, devil, you are a lie. And the truth is not in you.
Amen.
You will not attack my mind.
Amen.
You will not attack the ministry that God has given me.
Amen.
I will walk up and do what God called me to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. But church, I want to encourage you to stay prayed up. Because you will get attacks from the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But the thing about it, you got to be strong in the power of his might. If you're not strong, you're going to fall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God wants you to be strong. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God knows who we got set up for this and set up for that. Who am I to tell God my time is over? Glory to God. I had to say, God, please forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for I know not what I do. Have mercy on me. Give me strength for the journey, Lord, that I may do what you called me to do. Because I didn't call myself. Hallelujah. You know, some was went. Some just went. And some was sent. And I know I'm a sent one. Amen. Because ministry is nothing I ever thought about. Never thought about ministry. I always wanted to go and just clap my hands, stomp my feet, put in my offering and go. But God said, whoop, I called you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to encourage you to pray for me as I continue to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a hand.
Message encouraged you to develop a prayer life or continue with your prayer life one way or the other. Remember, man ought to always pray. This is Apostle Karen Proctor of Powerhouse Ministries, and I am praying for you.